Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I am hungry for vanilla, let me tell you. I'm like so excited. My name is Eva Longoria.
And I am Maite Gomez-Rejon.
And welcome to
Hungry for History,
a podcast that explores our past and present through food.
On every episode, we'll talk about the history of some of our favorite dishes, ingredients, and beverages.
So make yourself at home.
Y buen provecho. We just had the most ridiculously incredible
day.
One of the most memorable days of my life, yes, I have to say.
Right? I know. And I don't know if it's because we're geeky about food. So we're north of the port of Veracruz. We are in the region of the Totonacas.
Yes.
Or Totonacs in English.
Totonacs, yes.
Totonacs in English.
Totonacs,
yes. Which is the original region of the vanilla plant.
Yes. Papantla, where we were today, that region was known as the city that perfumed the world.
Oh, and really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so romantic.
The whole thing today was so romantic. You impregnated a flower.
I am a proud mother, father of a vanilla bean. I impregnated an orchid. Thank you very much.
You're going to have a little vanilla baby.
I'm having a vanilla baby.
In 9 months.
You know, you saw me. It was so nerve-wracking. And we're going to get to the process because it's a hard process. But like, you guys, first of all, I don't know if people understand vanilla, anything vanilla, vanilla flavor, vanilla smell, vanilla in medicinal. Vanilla comes from a vanilla bean.
Mm-hmm.
And that bean comes from an orchid that grows on a vine.
Yep, exactly. When you look at the vanilla bean, split it open, it's all these teeny tiny little seeds.
Yeah.
So it is the most labor-intensive crop. And like you said, It's a flower that grows from a vine.
Yeah.
And that's what it's the most incredible process that I'd read about it.
I read about pictures. I use it a lot. I always use vanilla beans. If I'm in the store, I buy a vanilla bean. And I don't know if you've noticed, they're like $30.
Yeah. Do you understand why?
Now I have such an appreciation as to why vanilla is $30. Also, I've never bought vanilla extract that is chemical. I always read the ingredients because things can say natural vanilla extract and they don't come from a bean and they don't come from land and there's nothing natural about it.
No, it's all chemicals. It's all chemicals or caramel color. I mean, it's really important to read the label and the ingredients should be vanilla and alcohol. A few years ago, I made vanilla. I got a bottle of vodka.
Okay. You made vanilla extract.
I made vanilla extract, yes. Yeah. Added a ton of vanilla beans, and a year later, it's ready. It's the perfect gift.
Oh, yeah.
Little vanilla, homemade vanilla.
I had a friend of mine
extra.
Do that and give it to me. It was a perfect gift. I was like, this is amazing. It's a great gift.
But it's an incredible process. I mean, when you're at the store, and there's one thing, okay, looking at the ingredients and seeing it and the vanilla extract and just being like, oh, my God, this is $30 a bean or this is $25 a bottle. But you understand why. I mean, from that bottle, if you go to the farm, we were lucky enough to be at
today.
It's just unbelievable.
We're going to talk about y'all. We're going to talk about our day today because it was really the entire process of harvesting a vanilla bean. But first of all, I want to start with I don't think if people even know the vanilla plant is native to Mexico. The Totonacas were
using it.
Talk about the Totonac mythology about it being a princess, right? Like, you know, the agave of tequila has a whole mythology about the goddess of agave, Mayahuel. And so, of course, vanilla comes from some goddess.
Of course. Just to add to the romance of it. Yeah. So according to Totonac mythology, the vanilla orchid was born a princess who was forbidden by her father from marrying a mortal.
Ah.
So, but of course she didn't pay attention to her father. So she fled with her lover that she adored and they were captured and they were beheaded.
Oh my gosh.
And their blood oozed out of their bodies. Their headless bodies. And where the blood touched the ground is where the vines and the orchids grew.
My dream for everybody who's listening to this and people who aren't is that they make this pilgrimage to vanilla because, you know, you go to Veracruz, you have to drive 3 hours north to Papantla, which is home to the Totonacs or Totonacas, which was this thriving civilization. When you drive, we are in the jungle, banana leaves everywhere, banana trees everywhere, right?
Rivers everywhere, the ocean.
It's just super lush.
Very lush.
And it was a thriving community because of its strategic location to trade routes, but also natural resources. There's jungle, there's rain, there's sea, there's fresh water, all the natural, the mountains.
Salt water, all of it.
All of it here. So we went to the ruins of El Tajín.
El Tajín, yeah.
And that was fascinating. And you can tell just by those ruins what a prosperous civilization they were. Right. I mean, it was huge. And they had a marketplace and they had the temples and they had the rituals and then they had the residences and many.
And very little of it has been excavated.
50%.
How many?
Only 50%.
That's crazy.
Has been excavated. So there's way more oh my gosh, you know, if we only knew. But this was, you know, the people and the civilization that really discovered or first that we know of used vanilla in a big way.
Well, they were the first to cultivate the vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were there at the Tajín yesterday at the ruins, we saw that ceremony of the men, the voladores de Papantla.
Yes.
It is about noon. Sun is bright. It's hot and very, very humid here in Papantla, Veracruz.
So if you could imagine this long pole, super tall, I don't even know how many feet, but...
Oh, God, 100 feet?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And five men.
They're dressed in really bright colors. They're white vests, but bright red pants, and they have all sorts of flowy, colorful ribbons, and ribbons on their head, ribbons on their hats. I see red and green and yellow. in blue.
So one of them is at the very top playing a little drum and playing the flute.
Uh-huh.
And then four of them start at the very top, and once he starts playing the music, they start spinning down, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like birds, like rain, but also they represent the four cardinal directions.
Okay.
All right, here they go. Oof. They're hanging upside down, hanging from their ankles, and they're spinning around.
And so this is a ceremony that's been happening since pre-Hispanic times. Mm-hmm. And there was this legend that at some point, the gods stopped, you know, giving people rain because people weren't paying enough attention to the gods.
Okay.
So they were like, okay, here's your drought. So the ceremony was created to appease the gods,
uh-huh,
and bring the rain back so that the vanilla could thrive.
Oh.
All right, they've landed.
Here's a crazy thing. Vanilla vines or plants only grow within a 20-degree band on either side of
the equator. Yeah.
Because of the climate it needs.
Yeah, chocolate as well. Uh-huh. It needs to be hot. Well, we know today.
Yeah,
it's hot and humid. Yeah, it needs to be hot, humid, very tropical.
Well, that's why Madagascar
environment.
Is a great place for it as well. Even though it's not native to Madagascar,
it's just the climate. Mm-hmm. The climate. And then it's like, oh my gosh, like why? Like what happened? You know, mm-hmm, like what happened in Mexico? It doesn't produce, you know, it produced very little. And so I was discovering that, you know, the vanilla industry began to really take off in Madagascar in the 1890s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right around the time that Mexico was in turmoil. Like the Mexican Revolution was 1910 to 1920. So it was right around the time that Madagascar vanilla started to go up,
mm,
right? So that's essentially the revolution was raging throughout,
yeah,
Mexico. And it was immediately followed by the oil industry.
Right.
So
it was
vanilla,
almost a forgotten industry. It was abandoned.
It was abandoned.
Yeah.
It was abandoned. And there are farmers and people, mm-hmm, trying to bring it back, just like it's happening with corn and,
yeah,
beans and all of these things. I love that there are still people that care, that are wanting to keep these traditions alive. It's like you really have to take care of it, to,
yeah,
nourish the land and just because these things just end.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like what? It's native to this region,
mm-hmm,
but most of the Mexican vanilla that we can buy in the States is not Mexican. It's not real vanilla. It's very easy to say natural, right?
Yeah.
But it's just, it's
well,
it's
that's
chemicals.
The thing that they were talking about today in Mexico, like their goal here is they want to become a leader again in production of vanilla worldwide because they feel like they're the best producers, the plant's native to here. But the global market, the price is dictated based on production in Madagascar, lack of production in Madagascar,
mm-hmm,
overproduction in Mexico. It's just so many factors. It's just a hard crop.
And now, you know, Madagascar produces most of the vanilla in the world.
80%.
80%
of the world's vanilla is produced in Madagascar.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And there's so, I mean, if there's a hurricane, forget it.
Well, here's the thing. So today, what Maite and I learned was, so Veracruz, or at least this region of Veracruz, isn't hurricane-ridden.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have hurricanes. And this particular region for vanilla is up against the mountains, so they have kind of been pretty protected. Because of climate change, the last 2 years, they've gotten their first hurricanes, and it destroyed the vanilla plantations, a lot of them. And that is crazy to me that, you know, climate change is happening. It's real and it affects people.
It affects all of those people, their livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's this entire cycle and everything, it revolves around the seasons and the cycles. I mean, only in April and it's, you know, and it's on the vine for 9 months. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's so delicate.
It's so delicate.
It's just so incredibly delicate. One thing that I found so interesting, and when it first made its way back to Europe, and there was people, you know, writing about everything that was happening that they were finding here in Mexico, or New Spain, as they call it. But
right,
there's this one doctor that was sent over, Dr. Francisco Hernandez. He was sent over in 1570. He was here for 7 years to record the observations of New Spain. And he describes 600 plants. He describes vanilla. Vanilla steeped in water causes the urine to flow admirably. Vanilla warms and strengthens the stomach, diminishes flatulence. Okay. It gives strength and vigor to the mind, heals female trouble, and is said to protect against the bites of venomous animals. But also, mixed with chocolate, it excites the venereal appetite.
That is a mouthful of descriptors. Jesus Christ.
Crazy.
That is, well, so it was the first Viagra?
I guess. I mean, you get pillow talk to this flower. It's
bound
so
to carry
interesting.
Through. Yeah. When we come back, we'll be learning all about the mysterious origins of vanilla. I don't know if it's that mysterious, but they are romantic.
They're very romantic.
And why European colonists were confused for centuries about how to successfully grow it.
And you can listen to some of our observations at the plantation. It gets a little sexy.
Sexy time. Sexy time. I'm not going to be, this is not a spoiler, but somebody has sex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Well, because I've always heard, this is a funny story,
uh-huh.
That Norma Gaia, the woman from the farm today,
yeah, Gaia Farms.
Gaia Farms. So this region, for centuries, was the only region in the world that produced vanilla. And originally, it was pollinated naturally because the flower is a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
It has both
male and female.
Male and female organs that's divided by a little flap.
Yeah.
So there is a little bee called the Eolacia bee.
Okay.
That's a long, skinny bee that doesn't produce honey.
Honey, yeah. And its only function is to pollinate.
To pollinate the vanilla. And it goes into the male, out, and then into the woman. Yeah. And that's it.
That's all that bee does. Yeah. But the bee is not around anymore.
They're trying to bring it back. They're trying to bring this bee back. I had always read, and this is interesting, that the bee that did that was the Melipona bee. And I asked Norma today, and she was so funny. She's like, oh, the Melipona. She's a chismosa. She's like the little chismosa bee, the little gossipy bee that's like checking you out and seeing if you're pregnant, like what's happening. She's like the nosy neighbor that goes away.
But she wasn't the pollinator.
She has a pollinator.
She's just a nosy bee that wanted to see what was happening.
Yes. But it's the other one, the quiet, hardworking bee.
Yeah.
That doesn't get the
credit.
That doesn't get the credit because it's the chismosa.
The loud one. She said she's even más gordita. She's even a little fatter.
This is so funny. Oh, the gordita one. Because the plant that we have today was the vanilla planiforma.
Plantiforma.
But then there's another type of orchid that's the bombona that's a little bit bigger.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And the bee that's also native to this
region.
And the bee that pollinates the bombona is the same type of bee, but she's a little more chubby. And she's like the hard work. She's very efficient. She's like the little gordita. She was so funny the way she said it. She's your little gordita, the little hard work. She's quiet. She does her job.
She pollinates and leaves.
Oh my gosh.
But now, and this is the most fascinating thing to me, is that so because vanilla was native to Mexico, when the Spaniards came and took it back to Europe, it made its way down into Madagascar, which is now today the number one producer of vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
But they realized they didn't have the bees to pollinate it. So how did they plant it? How did they reproduce it?
Yeah, that's a crazy story. Because from Spain, like you said, it came from the conquerors. And it was so important here.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, so important. I mean, as important as, you know, you could say corn, chocolate, and vanilla, right?
Mm-hmm.
And vanilla was used to season their chocolate drinks.
Yeah, hot chocolate.
And it was also used as incense for their temples. And sometimes they would mix it with copal to, you know, for their... So it was very, very important. It was
a very regal spice as well. Because it's so hard. Such little production.
Yes.
And it takes a year. I mean, there's only one harvest a year. So it was very special.
Very special. So eventually from Spain, it made its way all over Europe. Made its way to France, and the French conquered, you know,
Africa.
Yeah. So they brought it over in the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
But it was growing because it's a beautiful flower. It's a vine. But it wasn't producing any
beans
because it wasn't being pollinated. It was just like there, but it wasn't doing what they wanted it to do. So the person that figured out the way to hand pollinate the vanilla.
Because they don't have natural pollinators.
Because those little bees are only in this country, only in Mexico.
Only in Mexico. So they could never pollinate in Madagascar.
No, they could never.
Yeah.
So it was a 12-year-old enslaved boy named Edmund Albias. And this 12-year-old child kickstarted a $1 billion industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's the one that figured out that he used a little stick to carefully join the male and female parts of the flower together. And today the method is still known as le geste d'Edmond, Edmund's gesture.
Oh, Edmund's gesture. Oh, that's beautiful. That's so poetic.
It's named after him.
It makes you think, this is a 12-year-old child who was clearly brilliant. Had he had the opportunity, he would have ruled the world.
Ruled the world. Yeah.
Ruled the world.
Yeah, but because of, well, you know, again, I think, you know, we talked about sugar, coffee, like there are certain crops that lend itself to slavery. And vanilla was one of them back in the day because it takes almost 3 years for a vanilla orchard to bloom. It takes 3 years for
the vine. 3 years to have one flower.
To have one flower. Three years before it begins producing flowers. And then when the orchids finally form, the farmers have to observe them really carefully and have to work quickly when the flower bud opens, right? And it's only in the late morning and a single pollinated flower will only produce a single vanilla bean.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And of course, you know, they needed a lot of labor.
Yeah. And that
it requires labor.
The other thing I want to go back to say was
how to do that.
How to hand pollinate it. Mm-hmm. That's crazy because what I did today.
You were nervous. You were sweating.
I was sweating. I was shaking. I think I needed my glasses because let me tell you, there's 1 month that the orchid blooms and we're here. How crazy that we were here for the pollinate. I mean, for the blooming.
That's
and
crazy.
Not only does it bloom only in the month, it blooms only 2 hours a day.
And if it's not pollinated, it dies.
And it dies. It dies. So you miss the whole year. Like your whole harvest is ruined if you do not. And there's how many buds? I mean, thousands.
Thousands
and thousands and thousands of these little orchid buds.
Yeah.
And they all open at different times. So this one might open today. 5 might open tomorrow. So these vanilla producers go every day in the morning because that's when it opens, if it opens that day. Mm-hmm. And you have to find one of the orchids that it's open. You cut it open on the side. I had to slice open the orchid, open up to the sexual organs. Is that what you call the plant?
Yeah.
My only plant reproduction knowledge is by grease too. Not grease, grease too. Reproduction.
Reproduction.
Put your so pollen tube to work. That's what I did today.
Oh my God. So I know. You
this
did.
Is how
that's
old
so
we are.
Funny.
Okay, so I'm here with Eva. Where are we?
We're in a vanilla field. Oh, we just have to describe what we're seeing. First of all, this is the most peaceful greenhouse I've ever been in.
It's so beautiful, and it's amazing. It's a little bit cloudy today.
Yeah.
And you could hear the birds.
Which she says affects whether they open or not.
Oh, okay, that's mm-hmm. right. I heard her say that, so it doesn't. They don't really.
So there's not a lot open today.
Right, because it's such a cloudy day.
Because it's too cloudy. Yeah. They need the sun.
But it's beautiful. It's this like
orchid.
It's this orchid. It's this yellow orchid mm-hmm. with these thick green vines.
They look like succulents.
They do. They're really thick.
Really thick
leaves. Yeah, they're really thick leaves. And yes, this flower.
Yeah.
One flower produces one
bean.
Vanilla bean.
I just pollinated it. I just impregnated the bean with this little stick. It's a little wooden stick just for you guys to get a feeling of where we are. This is a very small production here.
Organic. No pesticides.
She doesn't use any chemicals. And there are people that do this process one orchid at a time. And so with this little stick, I was very stressed, by the way.
I
wasn't even breathing. But really, really fascinating how it's made. And mm-hmm. it's endemic to this region.
And it's endemic to this region. We're in Veracruz, the land of vanilla.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I want this plant in my home.
So how did you impregnate it?
Well, you have to slice it open. And that's the male organ right here, and the female's underneath it. So you scrape it and smash it down. Well, not smash it. It's very delicate.
You have to be delicate.
Like a woman.
Like a woman. Speak to it like
and
a woman.
And it's 9 months. 9 months for this baby.
That is amazing to me.
I can't imagine doing that thousands and thousands of times in one harvest.
No, well, you said, can I have a glass of wine?
Did I just have sex? Did we all just have sex?
Did we all just experience this?
Together?
The concentrations. Oh my God, imagine.
It was crazy to think. I did one. I mean, how many they have to do a day within a month?
Yeah. And each flower produces one
vanilla bean.
And it ripens in 9 months.
Right.
And then they pick the bean. Mm-hmm. And then it's a whole other
process. Yeah.
A whole other 100 days.
Oh, yeah.
To get the vanilla bean that we buy at the store.
Don't go anywhere. Hungry for History will be right back.
Diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para
para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I mean, obviously, you love vanilla.
I love vanilla.
What do you make with vanilla? Like,
everything.
Do you bake with it?
Everything. My famous cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving is made with vanilla bean. You have to cut two vanilla beans. You have to scoop out the beans. You put it in, and then you throw the two beans in there. It's my poached pear cranberry sauce. So it's like poached pears in this cranberry sauce of citrus and vanilla.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it's amazing. It's in my cookbook. And then the other thing, I make vanilla bean ice cream. And that's my favorite thing because you see all the little seeds against the white. I don't get vanilla ice cream. I get vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah.
And a little goes a long way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's vanilla there today. I had a moment with this vanilla. I got a little emotional.
With the ice cream?
Yeah. My dad used to, Haagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream. That was, his thing. Every day, after every meal, he had to have a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Uh-huh. And I was just standing there outside.
Was it vanilla bean ice cream?
It was vanilla. It was their vanilla bean ice cream. Uh-huh. Or the one that my dad, he liked any kind. But yeah, vanilla bean, especially. And he used to make ice cream all the time. But just looking at it and just being out with the birds and the heat and just the moment and just eating this, I was a little bit I had to walk away.
Aww.
I was just like, oh my God, this is life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just so, and it's amazing how a flavor could just trigger so many emotions, so many memories.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I love vanilla. Just whenever I use a vanilla bean, I always stick the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my sugar. So my sugar, every time I open up my sugar, it smells like vanilla.
What? I'm going to do that.
You have to start doing that.
Oh, otherwise, that's such a great idea.
You just put it in there.
I usually cook with the vanilla bean. What do you use vanilla for? What do you cook it for?
You know what I love to make? I love to make madeleines, French madeleines. Okay. I make a brown butter with the vanilla bean, with the seeds. Mm. And I love to make ice cream as well.
Yeah.
And I love to make flan.
Vanilla flan.
Flan.
Yeah.
With the vanilla seeds.
Yep.
Those are the main things I do with vanilla. The flan, the ice cream.
Well, what recipe did we learn today?
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this doesn't sound good. I don't know about this. Was vanilla cream chicken.
Oh my gosh.
And let me tell y'all, I'm making that the minute I get back home.
It was delicious.
It was delicious.
Of course, it had like 12 sticks of butter.
Yeah.
Right. That helps.
But it wasn't sweet because, like you said, vanilla is sweet. Not sweet. Vanilla is vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla is bitter.
It's its own thing.
Its own thing. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, we had this creamy chicken, which was basically like any cream-based broth because it was heavy cream. Here they used nata, which is the fat of milk, right? So I think we can substitute with heavy cream.
I think we could substitute with heavy cream. I don't know if creme fraiche would be too heavy.
No.
No, I think it would be heavy
cream. But it does have a creme fraiche feel in the sense of creme fraiche isn't sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's a little tart. Yeah. But nata isn't tart.
Nata isn't tart.
And creme fraiche is tart.
Yeah, you're right.
I would probably use heavy cream. Maybe like...
But she used cream.
She used cream?
She used and cream nata? And nata.
Oh, no wonder. It was so good.
So what other fat could we substitute it with?
Maybe a little creme fraiche or a little ricotta.
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 It's ricotta.
It's ricotta.
It's ricotta.
Yeah.
It's the ricotta.
Yeah. Because it's very mild.
Yes.
But it's creamy.
I was like,
and
we don't have nata in LA.
No, we don't have nata in LA. Ricotta.
Ricotta. It is exactly ricotta. Mm-hmm. So a heavy cream ricotta, sauteed onions in butter, you pour that. And vanilla bean, and you put that in a blender, and you cook it with the chicken, and it just comes out amazing. But then the tortillas is like the piece de resistance.
The vanilladas.
The vanilladas, which were vanilla enchiladas.
It's like an enchilada, but instead of it putting the tortilla in chile.
Yeah, she put it in the cream.
In the vanilla, so the en vanilladas. And it was their family recipe. It was so—
Generations old.
Yeah, it was so delicate.
So good. And topped with— Vanilla powder.
Yeah.
Vanilla powder, which I've never seen polvo de vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean, they sell that at the store?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I only seen extract and bean.
And the beans. Yeah, they do have it. And they have the paste. I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. And then we had plátanos, plantains in a vanilla liqueur flambé for dessert with vanilla bean ice cream. On top. So the vanilla bean ice cream just melted on top of these vanilla liqueur plantain. It was the best meal.
It was the best.
Ever.
I'm never going to forget today.
Yeah.
I swear, like seeing vanilla has been like a lifelong dream.
I know. Me too.
And today it was like, what a memorable experience. Like once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has to come see vanilla.
Wow.
And
yes.
If you can.
Yes.
I would encourage buying Mexican vanilla just because I'm Mexican.
Yes. And to support our peoples.
To support our peoples, but also it's endemic to this country.
Yeah, to this country. And they're trying to bring it back.
They're trying to bring it back. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what we should do, y'all? We're going to post this recipe.
Yes.
Our version of it.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll test it, and we're going to post it for you guys. But until then, I hope you have a vanilla latte. I hope you have a vanilla ice cream. I hope you have
vanilla dreams.
When people go, oh, it's so vanilla, that's the worst metaphor for boring because there's nothing boring about vanilla.
On the contrary, vanilla is so incredibly complex
and exciting.
It has just stories and stories and layers and layers. And it's so, history. Hungry for history. Wow.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Hungry for History is an Unbelievable Entertainment production in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network.
For more of your favorite shows, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.